啊，所以我们这个主题的经文是取自腓立比书第三章第八节第十到第十一节。
The theme is from Philippians chapter 3 verses 8 and then 10 and 11.
所以当我们谈到认识基督的时候，
So as we talk about knowing Christ,
啊，我们必须要想到这些经文。
We must think about these verses.
腓立比书第三章第八节说，保罗说，不但如此，我也将万事当作有损的，因我以认识我主基督耶稣为至宝。
More than that, I count all things to be lost in view of the surpassing value of knowing Christ Jesus my Lord.
我为他已经丢弃万事，看作粪土，为要得着基督。
For whom I have suffered the loss of all things and count them but rubbish, so that I may gain Christ.
使我认识基督，晓得他复活的大能，并且晓得和他一同受苦，效法他的死，或者我也得以从死里复活。
That I may know him and the power of his resurrection and the fellowship of his sufferings, being conformed to his death, in order that I may attain to the resurrection from the dead.
所以这个是我们教会的主题，不只是今年啊，可能我可以说是我们一生中的事情。
So this is a theme for our church, not just for this year, but for life.
所以在我们教会的事工里面，我们会特别强调这个主题。
So in our ministry, we will be emphasizing this topic.
啊，今天的信息的题目是你心里不要忧愁。
And today's title is Let Not Your Heart Be Troubled.
啊，约翰福音第十四章第一到第六节。
John 14, verses 1 to 6.
啊，让我们打开圣经来看这段经文。
Let us turn our Bible to this passage.
约翰福音第十四章第一到第六节是主耶稣对门徒所说的话。
John chapter 14, verses 1 to 6 is what Jesus told his disciples.
约翰福音第十四章第一节，你们心里不要忧愁。你们信神也当信我，在我父的家里有许多住处，若是没有，我早就告诉你们了。我去原是为你们预备地方去，我若去为你们预备了地方，就必再来接你们到我那里去，我在那里叫你们也在那里。我往哪里去，你们知道那条路，你们也知道，多马对他说，主啊，我们不知道你往哪里去，怎么知道那条路呢？耶稣说，我就是道路、真理、生命，若不借着我，没有人能到父那里去。
Do not let your heart be troubled. Believe in God. Believe also in me. In my Father's house are many dwelling places. If it were not so, I would have told you. For I go to prepare a place for you. If I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you to myself, that where I am, there you may be also. And you know the way where I am going. Thomas said to him, Lord, we do not know where you are going. How do we know the way? Jesus said to him, I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father but through me.
在我们的一生中里面，多多少少都有经历到忧愁的时刻。
In our life, for better or for worse, we experience problems, troubles.
可能是失去了工作。
Perhaps it's a loss of a job.
在经济上的困难。
Or difficulties in finances.
身体的病痛。
Or a physical ailment.
感情上的失败。
Or the failure in our hearts.
家庭的问题。
Family problems.
和一些不如意的事情。
Or other unfortunate things.
使到我们感到忧愁。
So that we are troubled.
那面对这些问题的时候，多多少少都会使人感到忧愁。
And as we face these issues, for better or for worse, we are troubled.
那么同样的，门徒当时心里面感到忧愁。
And the disciples at the time, their hearts were troubled as well.
因为主耶稣告诉他们说
Because Jesus told them
门徒当中有一位将会出卖他
That there's a disciple among them who will betray him
然后主耶稣也曾经警告彼得说
And Jesus also warned Peter
他将会三次不认他的主
That he would deny Jesus three times
然后使到门徒更加的忧愁的是主耶稣说
And more so is what Jesus said
不久他将要离开他们
That soon he will depart from them
然后当时门徒不明白主耶稣所说的
And at that time the disciples did not understand what Jesus was saying
为什么主耶稣要离开他们
Why was Jesus leaving them
他要到哪里去
And where was he going
主耶稣是这些门徒一生中的希望
And Jesus was the hope of these disciples.
我们这些门徒已经把他们的事业放弃来跟随耶稣。
These disciples had given up their jobs to follow Jesus.
他们期望将来有好的日子过。
They're hoping for a better life.
他们已经看过耶稣所作所为。
They've seen Jesus' actions.
那么主耶稣所行的给他们带来希望。
And what Jesus has done gave them hope.
但是主耶稣告诉他们说他将要离开他们
But Jesus tells them that he will be leaving them
那么这个消息使到他们心里面感到忧愁
And this news has given their hearts trouble
不止忧愁心里面还感觉到沮丧和失望
And they're disappointed and they're saddened
不晓得你有没有曾经处在这种状况里面
I don't know if you've ever been in this situation
你所期望的所等待的、
what you hope for and waited for
那突然间没有实现
suddenly did not happen
那直到你心里面感到忧愁和失望
so that you're troubled and you're disappointed
那主耶稣知道门徒里面心里的感受
and Jesus knows the feeling of his disciples
那因此他对门徒说你们不要忧愁
therefore he told his disciples Do not be troubled.
那主耶稣以这句话来安慰门徒是有他的原因的。
And there's a reason why Jesus used this to comfort his disciples.
那从我们今天早上所看那段经文，一共有三个原因，为什么主耶稣对门徒说，你们心里不要忧愁。
And from the passage that we looked at, there's three reasons why Jesus told his disciples, let not your heart be troubled.
所以主耶稣对门徒说你们心里不要忧愁第一个原因
And the first reason of let not your heart be troubled
那门徒应当相信耶稣就是神
That the disciples ought to believe that Jesus is God
在十四节第一节上半句说你们心里不要忧愁
And in chapter 1, the beginning, it says, Do not let your hearts be troubled.
你们心里不要忧愁，你们信神，也当信我。
You believe in God, believe also in me.
那么这节经文的后半句说，你们信神，也当信我。
The second part says, You believe in God, believe also in me.
主耶稣说，不只要相信这位神，也要相信我。
Jesus said, not only you believe in God, but you also should believe in me.
那主耶稣告诉他们说，你们心里不要忧愁，应当相信他。
And Jesus tells his disciples, do not let your hearts be troubled, you ought to believe in him.
那到底耶稣是谁？
So who is Jesus?
那门徒跟主耶稣有好一阵子了。
The disciples have followed Jesus for a while.
他们已经看过主耶稣所行的神迹。
They've seen the miracles that Jesus have performed.
他们看到耶稣把这个水变成酒。
They saw Jesus turning water into wine.
他们也看过耶稣使到一个瘸腿的人能够行走。
And they've also seen Jesus healing the paralytic.
他们也知道耶稣从远方医治好了大臣的儿子。
And he also know that Jesus can heal from a distance.
那么当主耶稣把这个五饼二鱼喂饱五千人的时候
And when Jesus fed five loaves and two fish to 5,000 people
他们也在场
They were there
在加利利海 当门徒遇到这个风暴的时候
And on the Sea of Galilee when the disciples met with a storm.
他们亲眼看到主耶稣在海面上行走。
They saw Jesus walking on the water.
并且使到那个波涛汹涌的那些波浪能够安静下来。
And he calmed the storm.
他们也看见耶稣曾经医好一个生来瞎眼的人。
They've also seen Jesus healing one who was born blind.
那么最后他们看到耶稣使一个死去了四天的拉撒路从死里复活过来。
And finally they saw Lazarus who had been dead for four days to resurrect.
然后在这个时候当门徒心里面感到忧愁的时候
And when, at this time when the disciples' hearts are troubled,
主耶稣对他们说你们心里不要忧愁你们信神也当信我。
Jesus tells them, do not let your hearts be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me.
那如果你是门徒的话
If you're a disciple,
你对耶稣所说的会感到如何
How will you feel about what Jesus said?
你已经曾经看过耶稣所行的神迹。
You've already witnessed all the miracles that Jesus has performed.
这些神迹是超越人能够所行的。
These miracles are beyond what man can do.
那么在约翰福音书里面，主耶稣所行的神迹被称为是一个记号。
And in the book of John, the miracles that Jesus has performed were a sign.
这些记号是要说明主耶稣是那位神。
And these signs are pointing to Jesus being God.
主耶稣以什么身份来说这句话你信神也当信我
So from what position does Jesus speak of you believe in God, believe also in me?
那很明显的主耶稣是以神同等的身份讲这句话你们信神也当信我
So obviously, Jesus is speaking from an equal position with God. You believe in God, believe also in me.
因为他就是神
Because he is God.
他就是那位自由拥有的神。
He is a self-existing God.
然后在约翰福音书里面，主耶稣曾经好多次讲我是。
And in the book of John, a number of instances says Jesus said, I am.
那比如说，我是世界的光。
For instance, I am the light of the world.
我是生命的粮。
I am the bread of life.
我是羊的门。
I am the door to the sheep.
我是好牧人。
I am the good shepherd.
我是复活与生命。
I am the resurrection and the life.
在约翰福音第一章第一节到第三节说。
In John chapter 1 verses 1 to 3 it says,
太初有道，道与神同在，道就是神。这道太初与神同在。
In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was with God in the beginning.
万物是借着他造的，凡被造的，没有一样不是借着他造的。
Through him all things were made, without him nothing was made that has been made.
或者我们可以把这段经文读成这样。
Or perhaps we could change it to,
太初有耶稣，耶稣与神同在，耶稣就是神。这耶稣太初与神同在。
In the beginning was Jesus, and Jesus was with God, and Jesus was God. He was with God in the beginning.
所以那个 word 应该改成是 Jesus, 我忘了。
I forgot to change the English.
万物是借着他造的，凡被造的，没有一样不是借着他造的。
Through him all things were made, without him nothing was made that has been made.
道就是耶稣。
Jesus is the Word.
在天地万物还没有被创造之前，耶稣已经存在了。
And before the creation of heaven and earth, Jesus existed.
天地万物是耶稣所造的。
Heaven and earth were created by him.
因此主耶稣对门徒说，
Therefore Jesus told the disciples,
你们心里不要忧愁，你们信神也当信我。
Do not let your hearts be troubled. You believe in God. Believe also in me.
因为我就是那位自由拥有的神。
Because I'm the self-existing God.
我是那位创造天地万物的主宰。
I'm the God who created heaven and earth.
所有在天上地上的事情都在我的掌权之下。
Everything happening in heaven and on earth are under my authority.
当我们感到忧愁的时候，
And when our hearts are troubled,
我们是否有想到这位掌管天地万物的主宰？
Do we think about the God who is in control of heaven and earth?
所以主耶稣告诉门徒说，你们心里不要忧愁。
So Jesus tells his disciples, let not their hearts be troubled.
第二个原因就是要相信他的应许。
The second reason is so that they believe in his promises.
我们在第二节到第三节说，
And in verses 2 and 3 it says,
在我父的家里有许多住处，若是没有，我早就告诉了你们了。
My father's house has many rooms. If that were not so, would I have told you?
我去原是为你们预备地方去，我若去为你们预备了地方，就必再来接你们到我那里去，我在那里叫你们也在那里。
Would I have told you that I am going there to prepare a place for you? If I go and prepare a place for you, I will come back and take you to be with me, that you also may be where I am.
啊，这个是一个应许。
And this is a promise.
也是主耶稣对门徒说，心里不要忧愁的第二个原因。
And this is the second reason why Jesus tells his disciples not to be troubled in their hearts.
那无论在新约圣经里面或者旧约圣经，都充满了神的应许。
Whether in the New Testament or the Old Testament, it's filled with God's promises.
我在旧约圣经里面，神应许亚伯拉罕将会把那个迦南美地赐给他。
And in the Old Testament, God promised Abraham to give him the promised land.
并且赐给他好像天上的星星、海边的沙这么多的后裔。
And give him descendants as the stars of the sky and sands along the sea.
那神也应许以色列人。
And God also promised the Israelites.
将来会有一位弥赛亚。
That there will be a Messiah.
来自大卫的子孙。
Come from the seed of David.
把世人从这个罪恶中拯救出来。
And that he would save men from their sins.
那来到这个新约圣经的时候，
And when we come to the New Testament,
那神应许主耶稣有一天将会把所有得救的基督徒提到天上去。
God promised that one day he will lift up all the believers to heaven.
并且为那些所有得救的人预备好一个地方。
And that there's a place prepared for all those who are saved.
那启示录形容这个地方是一个新天新地。
And Revelation described this place as new heaven and new earth.
好像一座城。
As a city.
街道是以金做的。
And the road is paved with gold.
那么在那里，神要擦去他们一切的眼泪，不再有死亡，也不再有悲哀、哭号、疼痛，因为以前的事都过去了。
He will wipe away every tear from their eyes. There will be no more death, or mourning, or crying, or pain, for the old order of things has passed away.
那希伯来书形容这个地方好像一个家乡一样。
And in Hebrews it describes it as a country.
那保罗形容这个地方是一个好的无比的一个地方。
And Paul described it as the best place.
因此他在腓立比书第一章第二十三节说，
And therefore he said in Philippians chapter 1 verse 23,
我正在两难之处之间，情愿离世与基督同在，因为这个是好的无比。
I am torn between the two. I desire to depart and be with Christ, which is better by far.
那保罗在哥林多后书形容我们这个身体好像一个帐篷一样。
And Paul also describes our body as a tent.
我们活在这个帐篷里面叹息劳苦。
And we sigh and toil in this tent.
那等待着离开这个帐篷到主耶稣那边去。
Awaiting to depart from this tent and be with Christ.
所以哥林多后书第五章第八节说，
For 2 Corinthians chapter 5 verse 8 says,
我们坦然无惧，是更愿意离开身体与主同在。
We're confident, I say, and would prefer to be away from the body and at home with the Lord.
所谓与主同在，就是到主耶稣为我们所预备好那个地方。
And being at home with the Lord means being at the place where Jesus has prepared for us.
那刚才我们看约翰福音第十四章第二到第三节啊，说到这个地方是一个家。
And in John chapter 14 verse 2 and 3, it describes the place as a home.
啊，家是我们安居的地方。
Home is where we live.
没有家就失去了温暖。
And without a home, there is no warmth.
无家可归的人必须要到处流浪。
The homeless people have to wander around.
没有一个固定的家。
There's no permanence.
如果你们在好多年前，当我们搬进这个教堂来的时候
，if you many years ago before we moved into the building，
啊，我们还没有搬进来的时候，我们教会门前啊是流浪汉的家。
And before we moved in， the front of the church was the home to a homeless man。
啊，这个流浪汉夜晚的时候就在。教会门前我们有一些小树的底下他晚上在那边睡觉。
And this homeless man would sleep under some of the bushes at night.
所以在我们整修这个教堂的时候。
So as we were cleaning up the church.
我们把这些树修剪了。
We trimmed the bushes.
啊这位流浪汉因此就搬走了。
Then the homeless man moved away.
所以主耶稣告诉我们心里不要忧愁。
So Jesus tells us not to be troubled in our hearts.
因为父的家有好多住处。
Because there are many dwelling places in God's home.
啊，如果没有的话，他早就告诉我们了。
If it were not so, he would have told us.
那么当主耶稣升天之后
，And after Jesus' ascension,
他回到父那边去。
He returned to God the Father.
目的就是要预备好一个地方
for the sake of preparing a place.
以后他将会回来把我们接到那里去
Later he will come and receive us.
这个是一个应许
This is a promise.
将来必会成全
And it's something that will happen in the future.
神的应许不是人的应许
God's promise is not like man's promise.
神的应许必定会成全
God's promise will happen.
人的应许有时候会落空。
Sometimes men's promises fall short.
啊，这个是主耶稣的应许必然会成全。
And this is Jesus' promise, it will happen.
不然他不会告诉我们。
Otherwise he would not have told us.
那保罗在帖撒罗尼迦前书第四章第十三节说。
And Paul in 1 Thessalonians chapter 4 verse 13 says,
他说论到睡了的人、啊、这个睡了的人是指那些离开世界的基督徒。
Brothers and sisters, we do not want you to be uninformed about those who sleep in death. And sleeping death is referring to the Christians who has passed away.、
啊、他先把我 念好。论到睡了的人我们不愿意弟兄们不知道恐怕你们忧伤像那些没有指望的人一样。
So you do not grieve like the rest of mankind who have no hope.
然后在第四章第十八节保罗又说所以你们当用这些话彼此劝勉。
In chapter 4 verse 18, Paul says, Therefore encourage one another with these words.
那可见主耶稣的再来。
So we see that Jesus' second coming.
把所有得救的基督徒提到天上去。
He lifted all up all the believers to heaven.
是基督徒不应当感到忧愁的一个原因。
And there's a reason why Christians should not be troubled in their hearts.
那主耶稣的再来对于得救的基督徒是一个美好的事情。
Jesus' second coming for a Christian is a wonderful thing.
是我们盼望的实现。
It's what we hope for.
所以我们不应当因为世上所发生的事情使到我们感到忧愁或者忧伤。
So we should not be troubled in our hearts or grieved because of the things that are happening here on earth.
因为神已经为我们预备好了一个地方。
Because God has already prepared a place for us.
有一天他将会来把我们 借到那个地方去。
One day he will come and receive us to the place.
所以主耶稣对门徒说，也对我们说。
So Jesus told his disciples and to us.
你们心里不要忧愁。
Do not be troubled in your hearts.
第一个原因就是你们信神也当信我。
One, you believe in God, you also believe in me.
第二，你要相信他的应许，因为他已经为我们预备好一个地方。
Second, you must believe in his promises because he has already prepared a place for us.
有一天他将会来把我们接到那个地方去。
One day he will come and receive us to that place.
第三个原因。
Third reason.
我们必须要相信耶稣是道路、真理和生命。
We must believe that Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life.
那通常人感到忧愁。
Most of the time when people are troubled in their hearts.
是因为看不到将来。
It's because they do not see the future.
不知道将来会如何。
They do not see what future will hold.
一条在海上的船迷失了方向，会使到船上的人感到忧愁。
A ship in the midst of the ocean that has lost its direction will cause the people on board to be troubled.
我们在我们的人生路程上
，likewise in our life，
有时候我们会遇到这个风暴。
Sometimes we might face storms.
我们心里面感到忧愁。
And that we could be troubled in our hearts.
所以主耶稣说。我就是道路、真理、生命。若不借着我，没有人能到父那里去。
Jesus answered, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me."
我们这节经文确定我们人生的方向。
And this verse assures us of the directions of our lives.
那对于一个失去方向的人
，For someone who has lost his direction,
正确的方向是非常重要的。
The right way is very important.
就好像在船上失去方向的人
，just as someone bored who has lost his sense of direction，
希望有一个正确的方向
，hoping for the proper direction，
把他们从这个困境中拯救出来
，so it could rescue them out of this difficulty。
所以主耶稣说：“我就是道路、真理、生命，若不借着我，没有人。”能够到父那里去。
And so Jesus answered, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me."
主耶稣说，我是道路，因为他是真理。
And Jesus said, "I am the way because he is the truth."
我是道路，因为他是生命。
He is the way because he is the life.
只有借着他，人可以到父那里去。
And it's only through him that people can come to the Father.
因为他是道路、真理和生命。
Because he is the way, the truth, and the life.
那么主耶稣也曾经说过。
And Jesus has also said,
我就是那门，凡从我进来的必然得救。
I am the gate, whoever enters through me will be saved.
在使徒行传第四章第十二节说，除他以外，别无拯救。因为在天下人间，没有赐下别的名我们可以靠着得救。
And in Acts 4:12 it says, "Salvation is found in no one else, for there is no other name under heaven given to mankind by which we must be saved."
然后保罗在提摩太前书第二章第五节说
，And Paul in 1 Timothy 2:5 says,
"因为只有一位神，在神和人中间，只有一位中保，乃是降世为人的。基督耶稣。
For there is one God and one mediator between God and mankind, the man Christ Jesus.
所以当我们心里面感到忧愁的时候
So when our hearts are troubled,
我们求告耶稣
We pray to God, Jesus.
因为他是道路、真理和生命
Because he's the way, the truth, and the life.
我们不求告佛祖
We do not pray to Buddhas.
或者观音
or other idols.
如果你从台湾来的是马祖
and from Taiwan, 马祖。
如果你从回教国家来的，好像我这样，是穆罕默德。
Or if you're from an Islamic country, it'd be Muhammad.
因为这些都是人。
Because these are just people.
不是真神。
They're not true gods.
我在乡村居住的时候， 邻居都是奉拜这些偶像的。
When I was living in the village, our neighbors all worshipped idols.
我记得有一位阿婆。
I remember the old lady.
家里的孙子病了。
Her grandson was sick.
我心里感到非常的忧愁。
And she was very worried.
我们因此她到处去求神拜佛。
And she went to different idols and worshipped.
那希望这些神明能够医治好她的孙子。
In hopes of these idols would heal her grandson.
主耶稣是道路、真理和生命，应当除去我们心里面的忧愁。
And Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life, and that ought to remove the troubles in our hearts.
因为只有借助他，我们可以到父那边去。
Because it is only through him that we could come to God.
我确定我们将来去哪里，带给我们心里面有平安。
And the assurance of where we will go ultimately will give us peace.
那每次你坐飞机回台湾，
Every time you take the airplane, go back to Taiwan.
或者回中国香港，
or China or Hong Kong.
或者其他的地方，
or another place.
你心里面，我不晓得你是否有感到平安。
I don't know if you have peace in your heart.
我想有。
I think to some extent, yes.
因为你知道飞机会把你送到那个地方去。
Because you believe that the plane would take you to the place.
那除非你坐错班机。
Unless you boarded the wrong plane.
而同样的，我们心里面不应当感到忧愁。
Likewise, our hearts should not be troubled.
因为主耶稣就是道路、真理和生命。
Because Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life.
他必定会把我们带到他所预备好的一个地方。
He will ultimately bring us to the place where he has prepared for us.
因为这是他的应许。
Because this is his promise.
他讲得很清楚，如果不是，我不会告诉你们的。
He's stated clearly, if this were not so, he would have told us.
所以当主耶稣喂饱五千人之后，
So after Jesus fed the 5,000,
那圣经说已经是傍晚了。
The Bible told us it was evening.
然后主耶稣的门徒就走到湖边那里去。
The disciples were by the lake.
然后乘船到一个地方叫做加百农。
And then they got into the boat to go to Capernaum.
我们圣经还告诉我们说，主耶稣没有跟着他们一起去。
And the Bible told us that Jesus did not go with them.
我们这个船航行了一段时间。
And after a while,
那天就黑了。
The it became dark.
然后突然间这个狂风大起。
And suddenly there was a gale.
那么海水翻腾，使到这群当中曾经是捕鱼为生的，感到有点害怕。
And the waves were so overwhelming that even these people who were fishermen were afraid.
然后过后他们还看到海上有一个人在行走。
And then later on they saw a man walking on water.
那么当时他们感到非常的害怕。
They had great fear.
那时候耶稣对他们说，
And at that time Jesus said,
是我，不要怕。
But he said to them, it is I, do not be afraid.
那个时候主耶稣说这句话有很深的意义。
And at that time, what Jesus said was very meaningful.
如果你看希腊文圣经哦，
If you look at the Greek Bible,
我知道你们不会看希腊文。
I know you do not know Greek.
我会看一点。
I know a little bit.
因为我很多都忘记了。
I've forgotten a lot of it.
所以当耶稣讲是我的时候，这个是希腊文。
So, when Jesus said I am, it's this, Greek.
Ego, I me.
Ego, I me.
Ego 就是我的意思。
Ego means I.
I am. 它翻译成呢 I am I, 在这里是 I 啊。然后 I me, 也是我。
I me is am.
所以你听起来好像有点口吃，我。
It's kind of strange. It says, I am, I am.
那么如果要明白主耶稣所说的，
And if you're to understand what Jesus said,
我们必须要看旧约圣经希腊文的翻译本。
We must go to the Greek translation of the New Testament.
旧约圣经的原文是希伯来文。
The Old Testament, the initial language was in Hebrew.
啊，但是在这个主耶稣的时代，他们有一本希腊文的翻译本。
But it, during Jesus' time, there was a Greek translation.
所以每次耶和华的名字出现在这个翻译本的时候。
So every time the word Jehovah appeared in the translation.
都是用这个希腊文 Ego Eimi.
They used the Greek Ego Eimi.
那比如说耶和华神呼召摩西到埃及去把以色列人领出来的时候。
For instance, when God called Moses to go to Egypt to lead his people out.
那摩西找了不少的借口。
Moses came up with many excuses.
那摩西对耶和华神说。
And Moses told God.
啊，就算我到这个埃及吩咐这些以色列人要离开埃及的时候。
Even if I go to Egypt and tell the Israelites to leave Egypt.
啊，他们必定会问我。
They would definitely ask me.
是谁叫你来要我们离开埃及的？
Who commanded you to come and tell us to leave Egypt?
他叫什么名？
What is his name?
耶和华神就对摩西说。
And God said to Moses.
我是自由拥有的。又说你要对以色列的人说这样说，那自有永有的差派我到你们这里来。
I am who I am, and he said, Thus you shall say to the sons of Israel, I am has sent me to you.
啊，这些都是翻译出来的。
And these were translated.
啊，但是在这个希腊文的旧约翻译本是自由拥有，是 Ego Eimi。
But in the Greek translation, it says Ego Eimi.
所以耶和华神就对摩西说 Ego Eimi.
And God told Moses Ego Eimi.
那自由拥有的神打发你到埃及去把这些以色列人把他们领出来。
And I am who I am, it's a God who sent you.To call the Israelites.
所以当主耶稣说是我的时候，
And so when Jesus said I am,
他是指那位自有拥有的神。
He is referring to the self-existing God.
那么当你感到心里忧愁的时候，
And when your heart is troubled,
你是否相信耶稣所说的，如果你信神也当信我。
And do you believe what Jesus said? If you believe in God, believe also in me.
因为他就是那位自有拥有的神。
Because he is the self-existing God.
他是道路、真理和生命。
He is the way, the truth, and the life.
他不只是那位自有拥有的神。
Not only is he the self-existing God.
道路、真理和生命。
The way, the truth, and the life.
他也告诉我们，他已经为我们预备好了一个地方。
He also tells us that he has prepared a place for us.
有一天，当他再来的时候，他会把我们接到那个地方去。
And one day when he's coming again, he will bring us there.
所以，我们不应当忧愁。
Therefore, our hearts should not be troubled.
当我们遇到生活里面的苦难的时候。
And when we face problems in our lives,
我们应当想到主耶稣在约翰福音第十四章第一节到第六节所说的。
We must remember what Jesus said in John chapter 14 verses 1 to 6.
让我们安静在神的面前，来用一点时间来思想今天的信息。
Let's quiet our hearts and meditate on today's message.
是的，有时候在我们的生活里面，我们会遇到风暴。
Yes, sometimes in our lives we might face storms.
就好像门徒在海上遇到风暴的时候。
Just as when the disciples met the storm on the sea.
但是当他们遇到这个风暴的时候。
But when they met with the storm.
他们心里面感到忧愁，并且感到害怕。
They were troubled in their hearts.
但是耶稣对他们说
，But Jesus told them,
是我。
It is I.
耶稣也对门徒说，你们心里不应当感到忧愁。
And Jesus also told the disciples, do not let your hearts be troubled.
如果你信这位神，你当信我。
If you believe in God, you believe in me.
因为主耶稣就是那位自由拥有的神。
Because Jesus is the self-existing God.
他是那位创造天地万物的主。
He is the creator of heaven and earth.
一切在天上地上的事情都在他的掌权之下。
Everything in heaven and earth are under his control.
没有一样事情是不能的。
And nothing for him is impossible.
因为他是自由拥有的神。
Because he's the self-existing God.
因为他是那位创造天地万物的主。
He's a God who created heaven and earth.
因此当我们遇到困难的时候。
So when we meet with troubles.
我们应当仰望这位主。
We ought to look to God.
我们应当仰望这位耶稣。
We ought to look to Christ.
就好像刚才我们唱那首诗歌一样，我们要将我们的眼睛专注在耶稣的身上。
Just as the song that we sang earlier, turn your eyes upon Jesus.
因为他是那位真神。
Because he's the true God.
亲爱的天父上帝，求你帮助我们。
Dear Heavenly Father, please help us.
求你帮助我们有足够的信心。
Please help us have enough faith.
当我们遇到困难的时候。
That when we face troubles.
当我们遇到这个风暴的时候。
That when we come across storms.
我们能够将我们的眼睛专注在耶稣的身上。
That we may keep our sight on Jesus.
相信他是那位自由拥有的神。
Believing that he's a self-existing God.
相信他是那位创造天地的主。
Believing that he's the creator of heaven and earth.
一切的事情都在他的掌权之下。
And that all things are under his control.
主啊，求你赐给我们足够的信心来信靠你。
Lord, please give us sufficient faith to trust in you.
主啊，求你帮助我们。
Please help us.
我们将祷告奉主耶稣基督的名求。
We pray this in Jesus' name.
Amen.